The influence of enlightenment on management. Managers today often use tools like charts and spreadsheets to plan and execute strategies. They rely on data and analysis, a method inspired by the Enlightenment era of the 18th century. Thinkers like Descartes, Newton, and Linnaeus promoted reason and believed in a predictable, mechanical world. They thought of it like a well-made clock. This legacy shapes how managers approach decision-making today. Key concepts from this era include 1. Linearity. Every effect has one cause leading to one outcome. 2. Reductionism. You can understand a system by studying its parts. 3. Equilibrium. Successful systems are balanced and stable, not chaotic. The flaws of traditional management in a changing world. The idea of balance between what's available and what people want in economics gave birth to the concept of supply and demand equilibrium. This thinking also influenced how bureaucracies work. They strive for predictability, break down issues into manageable parts, and establish departments to tackle each part separately, all in the pursuit of stability and consistency. This rational approach directs management's attention towards familiar problems and solutions based on past experiences. It's like using past patterns to predict and handle future events. In a world where everything stays the same, this method would be great. But today, with constant change and unpredictability, it falls short. Managers need to prepare for the unexpected alongside the routine. Relying solely on past observations and analysis isn't enough to make smart decisions for the future. Emergent strategy. Forget what you know about old-school thinking. Today's science tells us the world isn't static. It's all about chaos, evolution, and connections. We're living in a world where predicting things is tough because everything is so complex and always changing. In nature, things work in surprising ways. Take a flock of birds or a school of fish. They don't have a leader telling them what to do. Instead, they follow simple rules that create complex patterns. They stick together to stay safe from predators and deal with whatever comes their way. The idea, called emergence, isn't just found in nature, it's part of how human societies work too. Before the 17th century, buildings were designed to encourage people to be together. But then architects started prioritizing privacy, and things changed. Imagine living in a time when you were always surrounded by others. Privacy wasn't even a thing. Emergent systems in the global economy. The global economy is like a giant puzzle made up of countless individual pieces, where each piece represents the decisions of different people and organizations. These decisions are influenced by opportunities, threats, and changes in the world around them. It's a complex system where order emerges from the combined actions of all these players. Trying to analyze this system empirically, meaning using data and observations, can be challenging because there's just too much going on. We can't possibly know everything that's influencing each decision, let alone predict what will happen next. Emergent systems, like the global economy, are always changing in response to what's happening around them. But they're not logical or predictable in the way we might expect. They take in information from many different sources, including personal experiences and feelings, which aren't always rational. Traditional approaches to planning try to keep emotions out of the picture, focusing only on cold, hard facts. But even the famous philosopher Descartes realized that emotions play a big role in how we think and act. He understood that emotions have their own kind of logic, even if it's not always clear or rational. Managerial creativity. Managers often face surprises, and they need to think on their feet using imagination and quick wisdom. Traditional planning methods follow familiar routines, relying on words and logic to maintain stability. On the flip side, there's a more dynamic approach called thinking from within. This method is lively, engaging all senses, and taps into emotions and intuition. It's not just a way of thinking, but also a way of acting, allowing for creative change. Rediscover the joy of play. Traditionally, society has valued productive work over play, viewing the latter as a frivolous activity. This belief has been ingrained in our educational system, which tends to separate play from learning. While young children naturally learn through play, the educational system often fails to integrate play into the learning process. Instead, instruction dominates class time, relegating play to brief periods between classes or after school. This separation sends a clear message: play is not seen as a valuable part of learning. As we grow older, the demands of adulthood take over, leaving little time for play. Responsibilities pile up, and the idea of spending time on anything other than work seems irresponsible. In the professional world, play is only seen as acceptable for certain creative types, while everyone else is expected to stick to the serious business of work. The significance of play in understanding life. Many serious fields like philosophy, anthropology, sociology, and psychology don't overlook the importance of play. Some modern philosophers even argue that reality itself is playful and uncertain. Anthropologically, play helps shape individual and cultural identities. Just as people can pretend to be someone else, whole societies can do the same during events like carnivals, exploring different identities to understand themselves better. Sociology views play as a way to teach cultural norms and social skills crucial for functioning in society. In certain types of therapy, play allows patients to act out different aspects of themselves. Children, when they play, naturally respond to new challenges. Creativity in art and other forms is essentially adult play. So, what might seem frivolous is actually serious and vital. Sometimes ideas get stuck between our thoughts and actions. The connection between our hands and brains is inseparable, and learning happens both ways, from hands to brain and vice versa. Play isn't just mental, it's hands-on experimentation. Like artists, managers should approach their work as play, where imagination is key. In your mind, you can be anything, from a problem-solving handyman to an innovative architect. Exercise your imagination through storytelling, expressing aspirations, sharing knowledge, and inspiring others to act. The power of imagination. Throughout the history of philosophy, thinkers have wrestled with the idea that imagination plays a crucial role in how humans make sense of the world. While philosophers like Plato, Aristotle, and Kant had different viewpoints, they all agreed on one thing: human experience isn't straightforward, it's shaped by our interpretations. Back in the 18th and 19th centuries, during the Romantic era, imagination was often seen as a rare gift possessed only by artists. But as the 20th century rolled in, folks began to realize that imagination is something we all have, and it's a vital part of how our minds work. Let's break it down into three dimensions. 1. Conceptual imagination. This is all about how we understand reality by creating stories, concepts, and mental images. 2. Behavioral imagination. This one's hands-on. It's about experimenting with stuff in the real world, getting physical, and trying things out. 3. Material imagination. Here, we use objects and materials to spark our creativity and come up with new ideas, outdated strategies. Managers, just like most people, stick to what they already know and can do comfortably. They rely on information from outside rather than exploring their own insights. Unfortunately, many corporate strategic planning processes are still stuck in old-fashioned thinking from centuries ago. They're not equipped to handle the fast-paced and ever-changing business world we live in today. The strategies that come out of these processes assume that everything will stay the same, that the world is predictable and stable. But in reality, unexpected things happen all the time, and the business landscape can change in the blink of an eye. Many companies have learned this the hard way, preparing for what they already know only to be blindsided by new challenges. Free from flatland. Tired of the same old managerial routine? It's time to break free from the dull world of spreadsheets and reports. Instead, let your imagination soar into a vibrant three-dimensional realm where creativity reigns supreme. By thinking outside the box, you can have a flood of fresh ideas. Forget about rigid plans. Spontaneity and play are your new best friends. Embrace the unexpected and watch as new possibilities unfold before your eyes. Creativity and strategic planning. In traditional strategic planning, managers gather around a table with tools like notepads and calculators. But imagine a different scene: toys scattered across the table, people moving around, drawing maps, and creating models. This is what a thinking from within session looks like. Instead of sticking to words and numbers, this approach brings strategy to life. Drawing maps and making models help us think in new ways. It's like stepping into a world where emotions and visuals matter just as much as facts. By using these techniques, we can challenge old ideas and come up with fresh strategies. After all, the best strategies often break the rules of conventional thinking. So, let's get creative and envision new shapes for reality. Key points. 1. The Enlightenment era's linear thinking influences modern management's reliance on data and analysis for decision-making. 2. Traditional management methods focusing on stability struggle in today's rapidly changing world. 3. Emergent strategy emphasizes adaptability and creativity in response to complexity and unpredictability. 4. Play is essential for understanding and managing life, nurturing creativity and problem-solving skills. 5. Imagination plays a crucial role in how humans interpret and engage with reality. 6. Outdated managerial strategies fail to address the dynamic nature of the business landscape. 7. Allow creativity and strategy planning to generate new ideas and questions established wisdom.